My name's Oliver Denyer. My mission is to help more experts, that's coaches, consultants, online course creators, to use advertising so they can scale their business and impact more people. The Scale Podcast is where I break down all the strategies that have helped me grow my business so you can get there faster. You'll learn what works, what doesn't work, and how you can solve your biggest marketing problem this week. Go to scalepodcast.com for more free info and resources.
Hey, how's it going? It's Ollie here. So today I want to talk about offering a mental guarantee with one of your front-end products. So when we talk about mental guarantees, what am I talking about? Well, things like lifetime guarantee or a double your money back guarantee or maybe a 90-day guarantee. These offers may seem absolutely crazy, right? Because the industry standard for pretty much everything is usually 30 days standard money back guarantee. So I've been testing some more crazy guarantees, right? More bold offers, and it's been working really well. So today we're going to talk about why I bothered doing this and some of the results that I got from my tests. So why would you offer a crazy guarantee? Like, what's the point? Well, it does a few things for the customer when they see a really, really crazy guarantee. Number one, it eliminates risk, right? Now, obviously, the point of any guarantee on any offer is to get rid of the risk in the customer's mind, right? The point of it is to say, you know, you can buy now, right? And even if it turns out that this product is a load of rubbish and it doesn't work and I didn't deliver on my promises, then you don't have to worry. So what it does is it lowers the barrier of the customer buying, right? They're more intent to buy because there's less risk, right? It doesn't mean like they have to take a massive leap of faith and pray that they're making a good decision. Also, obviously, you know, whenever you make a buying decision, right, there's this thing in the back of your mind saying, like, if I buy this, am I going to look stupid in front of my friends and family if it's a massive ripoff, right? Because everyone's had like an experience in their life before or seen someone who's had the same experience where they bought something, it's turned out to be a massive scam or it doesn't work or they got ripped off. And no one wants to feel like they're the butt end of a bad deal, right? So a guarantee says, look, it doesn't even matter if you get ripped off or whatever, you can reverse it, right? And you can get your money back. Also, offering a guarantee works wonders when you're dealing with new customers, right? When you're sending an offer to like cold traffic, people who've never bought anything from you before, never heard of you before, the bolder your guarantee, the less they have to trust you in order to buy. Now, it's way easier to sell to customers that have already bought your stuff, right? Because they've bought time and time and time again. They know that you deliver on all your promises and there's no trust barrier anymore, right? That's why if you want to grow your business, sell to customers, right? Sell to customers because it's easier. Just get them to buy more stuff. But when we want to sell to new customers, they're thinking, who is this guy, right? Or girl, right? Can I trust them? Are they going to deliver on their promises? If there's a crazy guarantee, then it just eliminates this trust barrier and makes it much more likely that they're going to buy. Also, with these crazy guarantees, like if you have a really, really good product, you'll find it. This actually lowers the refund rates, right? You'll find that if you offer a crazy guarantee and extend the amount of time the customer has to ask for a refund, whether it's a 90-day, 60-day, or a lifetime guarantee, but if you take away the call to action or the deadline to ask for a refund or extend it, you'll find that rather than getting more refunds like 25 years later, right, customers actually forget or they lose interest or they just never take action on asking for a refund because they don't have that deadline, looming deadline within 30 days to ask for a refund. Also, you instantly stand out, right? If you say, right, buy this product and if you don't like it, get double your money back, you instantly stand out in the marketplace, right? Nobody does this stuff. Everybody's terrified of it. So by offering a crazy guarantee like this, immediately you versus all the other competitors have got a way better offer. This is going to get you way more sales. Right, so that's all the theory. Right, that's all the theory of why these crazy guarantees can work. But like you, right, could be, I was really skeptical and I was thinking, should I really do this? Should I really put myself through all this risk when I'm putting together an offer and, you know, risk getting more refunds or some of the other bad things that could happen of giving these extra bold guarantees? Well, I wanted to try it anyway, and I thought, you know what, if I'm going to be offering something, you know, I stand by it, and I want to show to my customers that, you know, I believe in my product so much that I am willing to offer this kind of guarantee. It puts trust in them, and I thought it would get more people to buy. So when I was launching my program, The Authority Method, right, back in May, right, the initial launch, I decided to do a double your money back guarantee. So this is how it was. It was, right, you've got 90 days, right, not 30 days, but 90 days to try the program. And if you don't make two sales, I think it was, within the 90 days using my method, and you can show me that you tried to do the work, right, and you actually went through the program and you attended the calls and you watched the training, and you don't get those sales, then you can have your money back. And I'll give you double, right? So I'll give you money back and an extra payment as well. So it was £500 for the program when I launched it. So they would have got £1,000 back. Now, this is a crazy thing to do, right? Most business owners would never do it because they're thinking, right, you know, if I get a ton of sales on the launch and they all ask for double the money back, my business is going to take a huge hit. Well, here's what happened, right? We got 50 sales on the launch, right, which to me was incredible, right? That was a huge success. 50 sales, that was really good. You know, my list isn't exactly massive, right? And this was a new product and it was in a new niche, selling to a bunch of people who are interested in Amazon stuff, affiliate marketing. So I didn't know how it was going to turn out. We got 50 sales. Usually, you know, I do have a percentage of people asking for a refund, as everyone does. And I don't know the exact numbers. It's somewhere around 10%, maybe less, maybe 7%, depending on the product and the offer and stuff. But with this product, I only had one refund request. One refund request. And it wasn't for double your money back. It was just for your money back. So being really bold, trying this crazy guarantee paid off in a big way for me, right? And, you know, I want to talk for a little bit about why. Why do I think it works so well? Well, if you're going to do a double your money back guarantee, then one of the things you have to do is you have to make it conditional, right? Make it conditional, especially if it's a large sum of money. Okay, so here's how it works, right? You say, look, you can have double your money back if you do X, Y, Z, right? So they have to do something, they have to try something, put in some effort and meet some kind of condition if they're going to claim the double your money back guarantee, right? This stops people from just, you know, trying to make double their money, right, by buying your program and then instantly refunding. Now, in my experience, I've actually never had anyone try and do that, but if you sell enough programs, I'm sure someone somewhere along the way is going to try it. This is like a safeguard for you, but also it encourages them to actually take action, right? It's like a motivator for them to actually take action, because they know if they take action and it fails, then they can still make some money in theory, right? So that's one thing, you have to make it conditional. Another thing is that I wouldn't do this with super high ticket programs, right? I would offer this maybe with a course or something that's maybe £500 or £1,000. Or dollars, right? Anything above that, I think it's unnecessary, right? If you're selling like a $10,000 coaching program, right, a double your money back guarantee isn't really necessary due to the nature of how you'll be selling it. Like, usually you'll close that kind of thing over the phone, and you can do other things to make the offer really appealing and you know, build trust by having like a one-to-one sales phone conversation with someone and handling their objections rather than going for these crazy guarantees, right? So you have to pick and choose what type of products to offer a double your money back guarantee with. For example, I think the best types of products to offer this kind of guarantee with would be anything on the front end of your business. So maybe like if you have a tripwire offer, maybe like a $5 or $7 or $10 product at the very front end of your business to attract new people into your world, offer a double your money back on that. Nobody does it because everyone's terrified, but it's a great way to really dramatically bump up your conversions on that page, right? If you have like a sales page, you can tweak the headline, you can tweak the bullets, you can tweak the body copy and everything else, but tweaking the offer and making it really compelling is always going to have the biggest effect on how many sales you get, right? Because it's the offer that people really care about. So creating a really bold guarantee is just a super easy way to make your product stand out and have people buy your Tripwire product rather than the hundreds of others that they might see day to day. I've also done this with physical products. As you know, like I sell products on Amazon. I offer lifetime guarantees with products on Amazon, and I find it dramatically lowers my refund rate. And this is something I tell clients to do as well. And we find that it bumps up conversions, lowers refunds, and like they do things like put the sticker on the main image of the product, and just having the lifetime guarantee sticker gets them more clicks on the listing because customers know that the seller's really committed to offering a good quality product. So here's what I'd love for you to try. Like, go out there, have a look at some of your offers that you've put together right now. Look at some of the lower end ones, right? So not the high ticket stuff, but maybe courses that are like $1,000 and below. Think what kind of crazy guarantees you could offer. Could you do instead of a 30 day, maybe a 60 day guarantee? Right? Could you do like a double your money back offer? Or maybe you don't have to go as crazy as double your money back, but you could say, I'll give you money back and I'll give you an extra $200 so you can say that you made profit with me. Right? Maybe you could offer a lifetime guarantee with some of your stuff. Right? You'll find that you won't get people coming back to you in 20 years, but most people will forget that they ever bought the program and won't ask you for a refund. So type in the comments below any ideas you have for, crazy guarantees that you'd like to try. I would love to hear about them. Hit subscribe so you can get future episodes, and I will catch you very soon.